A decade ago, near the beginning of the war in Iraq, the photographer Suzanne Opton started taking portraits of soldiers. But they're not the kind of military portraits you're used to seeing. And they're not in the sort of place you're used to seeing them. They first showed up on billboards along a highway near Syracuse, New York. And in the time since, those billboards have appeared in 9 different cities around the country. Each one shows an enormous close-up of a young soldier's head lying sideways on a plain, dark surface. The series was called Soldier, and the people in the photographs were all between tours in Iraq or Afghanistan. We spoke to Suzanne back in the fall of 2007, right after the U.S. troop surge in Iraq.
Well, I'm a portrait photographer. After the war began, I read about soldiers and their difficulty coming back into civilian life. And I didn't know anybody who was in the military. And I thought, who are these people? And so I wanted to see. I called a lot of bases, army bases, all kinds of bases all over the country. And everybody turned me down. I plied them with my credentials. It made no difference. And then I called Fort Drum. And they said, is it a political project? This was at the beginning of the war, or close to the beginning. And I said, no, it's portraits. It's art, just art. And they said, when do you want to come? I photographed just over 90 soldiers in all.
In the image I'm looking at, the young man's head is sideways as though he's lying with his cheek on the floor. A kind of powdery light shines from above, and the left side of his face against the floor is in deep shadow. His hair is army short, a buzz cut. His eyes are open. He's alive, but his gaze is a little distant. The photograph is called Soldier, Burkholz, 353 days in Iraq, 205 days in Afghanistan.
Craig Burkholz, I'm 24 years old. We had just gotten back from Iraq probably about a month or two prior to that. I just happened to walk in the front door, and one of my leaders told me I needed to go upstairs and help participate in this photo op. So I basically went upstairs and just volunteered and went ahead and did the shoot.
For the shoot, Suzanne Opton had a big group of soldiers, each pose in that same way, with their head laying cheek down on a surface.
I had 2 4x5 setups with lights. They're lit with strobe light and backdrops and all that. They were very cooperative. And I said to our handler the first time, I said, gee, everybody's putting their head on the table for me. He said, well, ask a soldier to do something, he takes it as an order. Once they put their head down, the camera was, you know, right up close. They can't move or I have to start all over again. And they have to hold it for an uncomfortable period of time. It's an awkward position. But that's okay. I mean, that's maybe why their mind wanders. I'm under the dark cloth. They're really left alone, and they're free to retreat to wherever.
I didn't see them probably for about a year after they were taken. My first reaction is like, I was kind of like, wow, it almost looks like I'm not really alive anymore. My parents kind of had the same reaction there. They thought I was dead. My mom actually screamed when she opened the photo. It was kind of weird.
Really, what I was looking to do was look at the face of a young person who had seen something unforgettable, somebody who had returned from this war. Some of them look serene, and some of them look sort of shell-shocked, I think, and some of them look far away. Some of them look troubled. They're terribly vulnerable. You want to hold them. It's a very intimate pose. That's how you see someone opposite you in bed.
The strange thing was the way the pictures were taken. I figured it was just a different way of looking at somebody by the way she was doing that.
Somebody said to me, do you want to see your son photographed this way? And of course, my answer to that is no. But one of the people whose sons was on a billboard wrote to me and wanted one of those images because she said his time in Iraq and Afghanistan was very hard on him, and this picture portrays his trials. she didn't want just the birthday pictures. She wanted a picture to remember the hard times in his life, and I thought she was very brave. People were curious, I think, and people about photography. And I mean, it's an event to be photographed with a large format camera in that way. And people want to present themselves and they want to see themselves, you know. I look at them, they look back at me and through me to the world and then back again at themselves. And I always think that photography is a lot of flattery, you know. I'm saying to you, you're interesting enough for me to want to spend this time and have all this gear and look at you.
Sarah Lilly produced our story, and Suzanne Opton's photographs have now been collected in a book called Soldier, Many Wars. And you can see some of those pictures at studio360.org.